The stakes in the debate over the two proposed carbon capture and sequestration projects are extremely high, with billions of dollars of investment in play, hundreds of landowners potentially affected, and the stability of the state's $3 billion ethanol industry hanging in the balance. The 2,000-mile, $3.7 billion Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline would cross 469 miles in South Dakota, carrying 12 million tons of CO2 northward each year from 32 ethanol plants in 5 states to a site in central North Dakota where the CO2 would be buried and permanently stored more than a mile underground. A second carbon dioxide pipeline, a $3 billion, 1,300-mile project proposed by Navigator CO2 Ventures, would capture 15 million tons of CO2 each year from 20 ethanol and fertilizer plants in 5 states. The Navigator pipeline would cross 62 miles in South Dakota and terminate at a site in central Illinois where the CO2 would be buried 6,400 feet underground. The ongoing state permitting process and possible legislative involvement hold the potential to forever alter landowner rights in the state and further codify the ability of corporations to implement eminent domain to use the land of property owners without their consent. Hovering over the permitting process is the question of whether carbon capture technology is a good investment of billions of federal dollars to reduce CO2 emissions, money which some say could be used to speed development of electric vehicles or expand forests to reduce carbon dioxide naturally. The debate in South Dakota has taken on greater significance as Public Utilities Commission members face decisions that could alter the lands, the laws, and the lives of South Dakotans for an inestimable number of years. For South Dakota News Watch, I'm Bart Van Cook.